everybody. Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player from Fred's Music and Barbecue Supply in Shillington, Pennsylvania. That's www.fredsmusicandbbq.com. Guess what we're cooking today? Bacon explosion! That's right, here we go! Let's go!
Hey everybody, this video is brought to you by Tasty Licks Barbecue Company. You can get these fine products at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. Check us out!
Hey folks, here I am, Fred Bernardo, the smoking guitar player. We're having a little demo today and we're gonna show you something that you are just gonna love. It's called the Bacon Explosion. We start out with a bacon weave, and then we stuff it with some really good stuff. Now look, if you got some heart problems, you might want to just not tune into this. Just change that channel, get your clicker, because there's some stuff in here that, you know, your cardiologist isn't going to be very happy with if you eat. But if you're like the rest of us, ready to go, you can just eat this stuff up. We're going to make it. We're going to stuff it, and we're going to put it on a pellet grill and cook it to perfection, and then we're going to slice it up, and then guess what? That's right. Smoking guitar player is going to be eating it along with his buddies. So first we're going to show you what we got here and what we're going to put in our bacon weave. Well, we start out with a weave, and to make a bacon weave, you're going to need some nice, thick, cut bacon. There you go. A couple packs of that. How about some nice sausage? Now you can get the thing in the, like a fatty in a big roll, or you can take the center out of a bunch of regular old Italian sausage. That's Italian sausage for those of you down south. Now we're going to do something a little different. Normally you stuff more bacon and some barbecue sauce in there. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to stuff ours. You know, what goes good with bacon and sausage? Peppers? Roasted peppers? How about some cheese? That's jalapeno pepper jack. And you know, we might have to try some of this cream cheese, too. That's from Philly. Philly cream cheese. You know it. And then, from Shillington, Pennsylvania, the smoking guitar player's original smoking good rub. We're going to put some of that in there, and that's going to make it really good. And then, just in case it still doesn't have enough stuff, this is our backup plan B, as they say. Pepperoni. Maybe we'll put some of that in. And we got even more cheese here. Maybe we'll throw that in. So we're going to take a break here for a second, set up our work area, and we're going to make a bacon explosion. See you in a minute. Okay, folks, so we laid some aluminum foil down on our work surface just to make it a little easier to roll this baby. And now we're going to make our bacon weave. We got our thick cut bacon, and you can see what we did here. We're going to try weaving this. Now, I never really did this before, but it kind of looks like basket weaving. Haven't done that since college when I signed up for basket weaving instead of sports. You know, the smoking guitar player was never much of a sports guy, so he took stuff like basket weaving and, you know, girl stuff. But there were a lot of girls there, so that was good. So we're weaving our bacon. And I'm starting to get the hang of it already. You kind of like lay it, like we're going to go under this one. So you pull that up, you pull that one up, you pull this one up. Now, I was over in Egypt about a year and a half ago, and there were these little kids there making rugs, and they did it almost this way, but they went a lot faster than me. Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm really getting the hang of it. You just alternate them layers and just put that bacon, weave that bacon, baby. How's it looking so far? What do you think? One more? I'm asking my cameraman. I think one more. There you go, one more. Oh, that's looking good. Now, I see one over here in the end that's a little thin. I'm going to swap that one out with a nice thick piece. So let me see now. Under. Over, under, over, under. Now we got a nice bacon weave there. We actually got a couple pieces of bacon left over. Maybe we'll just fry them up separately. Now the next step we're going to do, we got the smoking guitar player original rub, and we're going to put some nice rub on there. Oh yeah, make sure you put enough, Fred. You think that's enough? More is better. Too much is just right. Okay, that looks pretty good. Now I'm going to get another thing on my hands here so I don't get all greasy. And I think it's time. It's funny, if you don't want to get greasy, you really shouldn't even be messing with this whole food group. Sausage. This is going to be kind of like a sushi maki roll, like maki. Like, I think it's tekamaki, right? Which one's the one where you make the roll? Anyway, we're going to smear this out on here. Not so easy with these gloves on. I might have to add enough, some more sausage, Toby. Toby, it looks like it's... Looks to me like it's not going to be enough sausage. We're going to try and smear it out. See if we can get it smeared out on the whole thing. Looking pretty good so far. That's right. Now we want to seal up that whole weave. We want to glue it all together with that sausage. What do you think, cameraman?
Looking
How's
good.
That looking?
Looking nice.
Scrumptious! Oh, what could be better than bacon weave? Now, bacon weave with sausage. That's right. Get a little, make it a little nicer there. Okay. Looking pretty good. You know it. Now, how about some stuffing? What are we going to stuff it with? We got some red pepper here. Oh, does that look good or what? Roasted red pepper. A little more? More is better, too much is just right. Just remember that. That's the smoking guitar player's motto that he runs his life by. How about some cheese? What do you think?
More cheese.
You think that's enough?
No, no.
More cheese, he says. Okay, more cheese. Here, we'll put a couple more in here. Does that make you happy?
Now it's starting to look good.
Now it's starting to look pretty good. Now, we need anything else in there, or are we good? Cream cheese. He pointed to the cream cheese. How's that look? Let's form it into a... I'm forming it into a cylinder. I never really did this part before, but... Wow, this is looking pretty happening. Here comes another big honk.
I think my heart's getting angry.
I'll tell you what, I think I'm feeling a little flutter in my heart, in my soul. Okay, now, we got roasted red peppers, we got the sausage, and we got the bacon weave. Now what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to watch this closely. Just like the sushi chef when he's rolling up the maki. Damn, I hope this works. I had this brilliant idea to use aluminum foil. Oh, and maybe it was brilliant. Just like the sushi chef. Except he's using bamboo. We're using aluminium foil. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. The bacon explosion. Now, you know it's going to need some more of this. The smoking guitar player's original rub, which is really nice, tangy stuff. Because that's going to sweat out and that's going to stick on there. That's going to be beautiful. Now, we're going to put this on a pellet grill. We're going to cook it low and slow. Let me show you one more trick. Watch closely. When this is done, we're going to know it because we're going to stick this probe from a remote thermometer in here. That's right. I'm going to button that up, and I'm going to stick it deep in the center there. Oh, I think it went into the cheese. All right. We are ready. Okay, folks, we're going to put it on the grill, and we're going to see what happens.
Go.
Hey, folks. We're right out here in front of the store on our front porch. And look, here it goes. The bacon explosion. Bacon explosion. Now, watch me now. Here's my remote thermometer, the transmitter. I'm plugging that in. I'm putting it over here. And we're going to watch to see when it's done. When it gets to like 160 or so, we're going to consider it done. Okay? We'll see you then. Okay, folks, so we're back. It's a cold, rainy day in February here in beautiful downtown Shillington, Pennsylvania. But in this Green Mountain pellet grill right here in front of me, smoking away, I got myself a bacon explosion. That's right. Now, we cooked until it was 170 degrees. We want to make sure it's done on the inside. I want you to take a look in there and look at that.
Oh, baby, look at that cheese cooking out of the end there. Now we're going to pull our thermometer meter out. And then I'm going to see if I can somehow get the thing in one piece. It's trying to stick. You know what? It's like I'm carrying a big caterpillar. And there it is. Bacon explosion. We're going to take it inside and let it rest up. And then we're gonna rest up ourselves. And then we're going to eat it.
Okay, folks. So I guess you're waiting to see the bacon explosion. Well, I got it right here in this pan in front of me. But first, before I do that, you know, it's time for lunch. And, you know, I found one of these in the fridge. I was thinking maybe I'd have this here. Slim Fast Optima. Then I thought, no, that 180 calories, that's a lot. But I did think maybe if I took one of these, Diet Coke, and used it to wash down this here. Take a look at that, cameraman. The bacon explosion! Explosion! Now, we didn't let the bacon get real crispy because we were losing all our cheese. But it sure is done. Oh, beautiful. Look at it on the bottom, Toby. Oh, maybe we should have flipped it over. Next time, we'll know better. Look at that beautiful thing. Now, we got our plate. What do you say? Try it out? A lot of our cheese cooked out. Next time, we're going to have to figure a way of securing our cheese a little better. Oh, beautiful. Look at that. Can you come down here with the camera and get close to that? Let me just hold that up here like that. Look at that. Red pepper, cream cheese, Monterey Jack, bacon, sausage, and bacon. Let's take a little slice off of there and see what she looks like. Uh-oh. I'm squeezing the guts out of it. There you go, Toby. That's the one you wanted. Mmm. That cream cheese looks a little funny. Oh. That is excellent. Bacon, cheese, sausage, and bacon. How could you go wrong? Okay, folks. That's it. The bacon explosion. Next week, maybe we're going to do another one and show you a little different way of doing it. See you then. Don't forget, French Music and Barbecue Supply, Shillington, Pennsylvania. See ya!